Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, The Eternal Child.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. At the time of Jesus, there was a prevailing hierarchy of people. At the top were the king and royalty, then the priests and sages, followed by women and men, no women, the men of business and trade. And toward the end were the peasant farmers and manual laborers. But the lowest were the slaves, women, children, and Gentiles. Yet today, Jesus tells us that we must become like children to be his disciple and enter the kingdom of heaven. Yet today, children are often treated like adults or close to it. Let the children come to me. God wishes each of his disciples to have the qualities of little children: simplicity and docility, forgetfulness of wrongs done to us, love of our parents and others. Older children and adults strive to be independent and self-sufficient. But if we want to be a disciple of Jesus, we must be very different. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Scripture tells us that human beings are created in the image and likeness of God. Thus, to achieve our true happiness, we must try to emulate God, the Trinity. The names Scripture gives and the tradition of the Church to the persons of the Trinity are very important. They are relational, familial, Father, Son, Spirit. God the Father is the source and origin of all things. The Son, the second person of the Trinity. Because he is the Son, he is the eternal Son of God. He is always the Son, never the Father. So the Son of God reveals the Father to us in the Scriptures. He is always subordinate to the Father. If we are the Son's disciples, then we must strive to be obedient sons and disciples of Jesus and the entire Trinity. Every human being is a child of God because he or she is created by God. However, when one is baptized into Christ, we become even more. We become God's adopted children in grace, and we are introduced into the divine family. We are expected to grow then in this divine life. we are more children than as we were created. So how can we translate from these ideas to reality? One way might to recall that we live in Christ and that we are his disciple, his beloved. He wants us to share his very life. St. Peter tells us in his letters that we are called to be partakers of the divine nature. We don't do this just once in our lifetime or once in our day, but daily, maybe hourly, whenever we go through a door or whatever passage we decide for ourselves. But if we do it frequently, we will become the children God wants us to be. We will more and more live the divine life. Or as they say in the Eastern Church, we will become divinized. All of this is just to say that we want to be aware of the magnificent gift God has given us. And if we are, we will rejoice and exult, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Amen.